Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Take us with you with the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
I'll do anything you want me to.
Download it and listen live to Boston's home for sports.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
Oh! 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island. Now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. The only place in New England where you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com. We have one half of the... Where's Lifshatz?
I believe he is on assignment in San Diego.
So, what does that mean?
I think he's got, like, some work thing.
Like, for here? Oh, for his other job. Yeah. Oh, okay. Doesn't he, like, collect debt or something?
Yeah, he's in finances or something like that.
So they sent him there with a baseball bat and he's going for kneecaps?
Maybe.
What's finance?
Okay. The way it sounds as if he's, like, Furio from The Sopranos.
Yeah, no.
Pretty much.
Road trip.
I mean, we can't just work here and bet. You know? We need real jobs, too.
Yeah. Right. I understand that, but the idea of him being sent to another location is...
That's pretty great.
Shocking,
to be quite honest.
All right.
You did pretty well in the NFL this past week.
Yeah.
Let's look at the positive first, then we'll hit the negative.
Yeah. So we went 6-4 overall.
Okay.
I went 3-1 last week and lost the Bears, but I had a teaser, Chargers-Bears, and the kicker missed the field goal, so that guy's done to me. I am done, and that's why we preach to people, don't bet teasers. One thing I do want to mention is on the show, like, you guys ask us for a pick every single week.
Yeah.
We chose Seattle +2.5 on the show and on our podcast that we do over under 95. Before the game, we bet the Cowboys money line, meaning no points. We just like the Cowboys outright.
Yeah.
People were ripping us to death. You guys said 2.5 on the show, 2.5 on your podcast. Do you know what the final score was?
It was
2 points.
That's right, 2 points.
We
middled.
We hit both bets.
Ah.
So throughout the whole entire night, all we're hearing is you guys suck. You didn't give us the right play. Both bets won.
And that was because they went for two, right?
They lost their kicker.
Yep, that's
so
right.
They had to go for two.
Mm-hmm.
So you take those Twitter comments very seriously.
You know what it is? It's just that I post my ticket. I post everything. We can't fudge the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, somebody on Twitch, or somebody brought this to my attention, thinks that because Twin River sponsors this segment, we sway the line. So, dude, I barely get paid to come in here. All right? Like, jeez.
I love the fact that they think that the show has that much power. Hey, God bless. Awesome.
You know what it is? It's Lifshatz. Like, if there's one thing I've learned so far is not a lot of people like Dan Lifshatz.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
I like the kid. We get along great. I don't think we've ever had a beef or anything.
Because he's gone after their family members for some debt payment.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But seriously, I don't know what's so unlikable about the guy. I really don't. But they're like, Joe, you're in a bad seat with that kid. I'm like... So I guess I'm just mixed in with it, but that's seems to be the feeling on Twitter.
He does get very defensive on social media. He does more so than you. Like, you're a little
my
more
thing is I just put it all out there. Here it is. I either won or I lost.
Yeah. Joe's constantly high too.
That's
the other thing too, as well.
Are you not?
No, I'm not constantly high.
The majority, about half your the time you're high.
I say off air. It's more of a nighttime thing.
I didn't say that you were high now.
No.
Oh, come on. This guy knows nothing about smoking. I mean,
just buy him a gravity bong. It'll be over 30 seconds, please. It will be just that. That'll just do it.
It's like high school.
What is a gravity bong?
You grab a 2 liter of Coca-Cola, cut that bad boy in half, get a little tin full of weed, put it in the water, suck it up, boom, you are on your ass.
Nice. You will not be immune to that.
That is my favorite.
When was the last time you made a gravity bong?
At least 10 years. But here's the deal. When you have nothing to smoke, what do you do? So you just got to come up. Like, I've smoked out of a can before, a beer can. Just grab a fork.
They used to say that they gave you Alzheimer's when I was a kid. They said that they gave you Alzheimer's smoking out of
Did you ever rock the apple? Did you ever do that one?
No, I've never done this. We did a pumpkin once out of gravity bong. We took out everything in a pumpkin. This is like college years. And then just cut that bad boy open, filled it up with water, and got a 3 liter instead of the 2 liter.
I'm putting a 25-year-old cap on gravity bong. Saying that if you're over 25, that's not. All right, so you have lines for the WWE Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Now, can you actually? Is there a cap on how much you can bet on that because it's manufactured?
Not that I know of. So I do know that some bets, the most you can do is like $500.
Right. Sure.
So I'm not sure if that's the case with this. I only put this on here because it's now the road to WrestleMania. We have a Kowloon event coming up, as everybody knows.
Oh yeah.
And. You know, the Royal Rumble's a big deal. There's, secret entrance. But right now, the favorite's Seth Rollins. You may have heard of him from Jey Uso before.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor is on that list.
Yeah.
And The Rock is on that list as well. And it's rumored that he could make a return and go to WrestleMania.
Did I see Hogan showed back up?
He did, yes. So Mean Gene Okerlund passed, as you know.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan did a tribute to him. And it was really well done by WWE. He's still not over yet with a lot of the wrestlers. The crowd obviously is over, but he did really well. He came in character, left character, and did a nice tribute.
Is that the first appearance he's made since the whole sex tape thing?
First American appearance. He did one in Saudi Arabia when there was a lot of issues
with
him going out there. And so they brought out the real American in Saudi Arabia, and this was the first time they brought him here.
You think he'll be wrestling soon?
I don't think he'll ever wrestle again, but...
Or just, like, you know, quote-unquote wrestle. Like, I mean, he might come in and be part of, like, a WrestleMania.
He could never wrestle. His finishing move is a leg drop.
I mean, he could still give a boot, though, and drop him. I think he could still do it if he had to.
Of course he could. I could do a leg drop. I mean, that's the laziest move of all time.
He's like...
Oh, no, he put his leg on him.
You are right. It's the weakest for one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, one of the worst finishers.
Of course. Absolutely. Like, there's guys that do, like, Jimmy Snuka would go up on the steel cage and do like 5 flips and land on a guy. And then you have Hulk Hogan, who would jump about
fall on you
4 inches off the ground and land a foot. All right.
All right. So let's go to the NFL stuff from this weekend. You've got all 4 games listed here. Let's start with Chargers and Patriots at -4.5. I don't think that line has changed ever since the game was announced.
So I was on the air when the Chargers won. Line came out immediately. It was -5, and I leaned Chargers right away.
Okay.
The only thing that changes my mind going against the Chargers is just Rob Gronkowski has been outstanding in the divisional series throughout his career. And his numbers against the Chargers, he has 5 touchdowns in his career against the Chargers. So he's owned them. But this is a different Rob Gronkowski, and that's a much better defense out there. I think he'll be the difference in this game. If he's old Gronk, I think the Patriots come out. If he's not, I just can't see a way that... Now, listen, the Chargers could cover the game, and the Patriots could win.
Yeah.
Right now, if it was me, I would take the Chargers at 4.5.
Okay. All right. What about Colts at Kansas City? That's another interesting one. That's a 5.5 spread for the Kansas City.
So the Colts have absolutely owned the series. They've owned it. I believe they won the last 4 games. The Chiefs have been one and done 10 of 11 times, I believe. And I'll look up the stats on that one. But I just think Kansas City is going to come out and win this game. You know, they're at home. They've had a week off. The only thing is this. The Colts don't give up sacks. So if Kansas City thinks they have some sort of a pass rush, their secondary's weak, Andrew Luck could have a field day with that. So early lean is Kansas City, but... We'll have a play before kickoff on that one.
All right, Eagles at Saints. Is the square play to take the Eagles right now at -8? Okay.
Yeah, because think about it. The betting underdog, like the favored underdog a lot of people jump on, both of them hit last week, Eagles and the Chargers. This week, though, the Saints won the last meeting, I believe, like 48-7 earlier this year, but that was with Wentz. He threw it 3 interceptions in that game. I think the Saints roll. I think the Foles era is over, but I thought it was over a week ago. But that was not the case.
Okay, and finally, Cowboys at Rams. Rams favored by 7.
Early on, I liked the Cowboys in this matchup. They played last year. It was a 35-30 final. Could be a high-scoring game in this one. Dak Prescott did throw well against that defense just a year ago. Early lean is the Cowboys plus the 7 in this one. Still looking into it, but I do think it will be at least a high-scoring game.
You got a degenerate pick of the week?
Well, I have to read this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel. What is that, Mr. Murray?
Oh, I gotta come up with something. I didn't have one this week. So last night, I'll give you an interesting one. The Pacers were 7-point dogs last night, and the Celtics absolutely ripped them apart.
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of upsets in the NBA last night. I guess if I had to look at one overall this week, I think I would, if I'm looking at football, I would probably take the Cowboys plus the 7.
Okay. Am I the only one concerned that, Bird just came back.
Okay, good.
Hey. Oh, but what was the over-under when I asked you off the air?
Did you say 7:15?
I said 7:14.
Oh, look at Joe Murray.
7:14:34. Does that mean you missed?
Didn't go to 7:15, did it?
Oh, it's still 7:14, technically.
All right.
Well, listen, he can't lose, Joe Murray.
One thing I wanted to say, you guys were talking about, what's the game your kid was playing?
Fortnite.
So when I was a kid, I don't know if you guys, we used to bet over Mortal Kombat games.
Oh, sure.
So, like, that was, like, the game. We came home, we had to play Mortal Kombat, but, like, we would bet, like, oh, I'll buy you McDonald's, like, if this happened or whatever. But do you think the kids can do that with this game? Or, like...
Yes. Yeah. My son had a bet that one-on-one, that whoever lost had to ask this girl their school out.
Because that starts with like 50 people, and then it's the last one standing, right? Isn't that kind of how Fortnite works?
You can do 1v1, my friend.
Oh, can you do 1v1? Okay, yeah, because Mortal Kombat, we kind of did that for beer in college. Now, who was your guy?
Oh, I was like, get over here.
Yeah, Scorpion, me too. Scorpion was the easiest. Easiest to use, easiest to do the fatalities. He was the best.
All right, Over Under Podcast 98.5 is available on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and at 98.5thesportshub.com. Mr. Joe Murray, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Good luck with all your wagers. Jay Farrow is going to be in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And Randy can't find the proper door. Oh, you lost a lot of weight. Look at you. Hey, what's up, Jay Farrell? Look at all the weight you lost. You look lovely. You look absolutely lovely.
Sit in that chair right there, Randy from the...
Randy, who's very nervous. She's always very nervous when she brings in comics. She's always exceptionally nervous. Has she been riding? Has she been on you?
Nah, you know what, man? I used to work radio, so I know what not to say, but I mean, you know, she couldn't have a Dice Clay up here. He probably just, you know, hey, this F word just flying, you know, maybe. You know. I like that show. I'm surprised they canceled that show. I thought it was really funny. The Andrew, you don't know, y'all don't know.
No, I know the show. Like,
which one are you talking about?
It's the Andrew Dice Clay show.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about? Was there a new one that came out? Because I remember years ago.
Yeah, there was a new one on Showtime that he was doing. And there was like one scene where he was in a casino and like he got mad because they were charging him a $5 withdrawal fee to take the money out. So he was like snapping on people like, yo, do you know who I am? I should not have to pay for that. He's like a normal person, a grocer, somebody works at a pet store. Not Dice. I thought it was great, man. I don't know. If I had a network, I'd bring it to my network on some Netflix stuff.
Could Dice do Dice Rules today? Like that comedy tape, could he go out today and do that show?
Hell no. Nah. Come on now. Everybody's sensitive. Everybody's overly sensitive. And that's the problem right now, man. Sensitivity is causing a mask on comedy. And we are all going to eventually, if you keep trying to mask us, sound normal because everybody's going to be used to what people are talking about.
Yeah.
And if you can't evolve like that. That's not how the culture gets pushed forward. And when you say, I've heard the term freedom of speech all my life, and I, as I'm older now, I don't believe it. I don't think we have freedom of speech.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And that's honestly, we don't have that. Everybody's sensitivity is ubiquitous, so you can't get away from it. So how, you know what I'm saying? So how, if we keep masking each other, how are we going to push forward in the culture?
And that's the thing is that if you're a stand-up, you have to work on stuff, and you're not everything's going to go into your final act.
Exactly.
And so if someone's taping you, you know, at the Comedy Cellar or something.
I get what you're getting at.
Yeah. I know the Louis C.K. thing, but in general.
But that's a lot of people. It's like, is there anything scarier for a comedian now than stepping out on stage and seeing someone with a phone and recording you? Where that kind of used to be like your safe haven, you know, anything goes.
Yeah, it was a chair. I did Caroline's on Broadway. I just did that a couple of weeks ago. And it was some girl, she was like recording like this. I think I was talking about something. I was like, hey, put your phone up. And she was like, what are you talking about? I said, put your phone up, man. First of all, I don't want you bootlegging my act and putting it out there and letting people see this, because you can get replay value on Instagram or whatever. Everybody's seeing it. You don't even know. Your bit is already old.
Yeah.
Like, what are
you
doing?
Yeah.
She was like, I'm taking pictures. Found out later she was an escort. And I should have missed.
And you missed your chance.
I was like, oh,
that's too bad.
I was like, oh, damn it, I had $1,000 too. That's okay. I don't know the prices, my friend told me.
That's a girlfriend experience right there.
You're gonna end up paying either way. Whether it's long term, whether it's short term, you're gonna end up paying.
That's kissing
on
the lips.
Cost money.
$1,000 you get to kiss on the lips.
Yeah, that's right. $1,000 you get a kiss on the lip, maybe get to do it twice. You know what I mean? You know, that's what it is. That's what it costs. Thanks. Shout out to my friend for telling me.
Well, Jay, you had the difficult. I don't think that there's many people who are less humorous about being made fun of than athletes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think back to, you know, you were on stage at the ESPY Awards. And uh-huh. I think back to, of course, Norm Macdonald when he went up there.
One of the greats.
It's one of the all-time great monologues because they, of course, never asked him back. And it was so uncomfortable to watch.
Of course they didn't. He's Norm.
Yeah, of course he's Norm. So you get up on stage at the ESPYs. Uh-huh. And just by the reaction shots, you can tell that none of these people want to be made fun of.
Right.
How difficult is it to essentially roast athletes?
I mean, you know, with me, okay. All right, let me put it like this. All right. We all know that there's one person who does not like my impression of them at all. You know what I mean? And to answer your question, how hard is it? It's very hard. When you have LeBron James sitting there staring at you and you got 28 hairline jokes, you're just like, man, this dude is 6'8". He's sitting, he's 6'25", and his arms are big. He's not a small dude. And I'm sure if he could afford to get his hairline restructured, then he has no problem with effing you up, because easily after he effs you up, he could just be like, all right, here's a check, go fix it.
Right.
You know? And I don't want that to happen. You know what I mean? I feel like as I'm getting older, my face is getting prettier. I just got to say that. I'm not even going to lie. I'm a sexy dude. You know what I mean? Of course. Yeah. We don't have to kick the bucket here. I don't even know if that's a real term. Kick the bucket.
I've seen you in delirious, like, red leather suit. So
yeah, I was looking sexy in that.
No one can deny.
I don't want to. I don't want to mess up my features. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in the. I am in the time where I'm getting approached for a. Possibly biologically making other children, children.
Sure.
And what I need to do is I need to keep this right. You know what I'm saying? That's what I need to do. Listen, I'm a gold digger now too. I don't care what you say. I'm a gold digger. You see, women been doing this for years and years and years. It's just like the men with man weaves. Mm-hmm. You know, men now is just saying, forget it. I don't gotta be bald no more. I can be like you, Tasha. I can put a fake hairpiece on my head. And you won't know about it till a year later.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's happening now. So, yes, I'm a gold digger. I'm getting on the train. I'm seeing what all these women are doing. And I'm just telling you right now, I'm going after Oprah. Yes, I am. I'm going to knock her O off of that. You know what? I knocked the O off of Oprah. She won't even be Oprah no more. It just be Pruh. As a matter of fact, we won't even have O's in our house. We won't eat Cheerios. Why? Because I knocked the O's off. We'll eat Cherries. That's what we'll eat.
Sure.
It'll be called Cherries. Ain't no Oreos. They're called Res. R-E-S. Because the O's is gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I can see Jay, man. Jay really knocked the O off that Oprah woman. Yeah. Now she just Pruh. Now they don't have O's. You know that
they can't use O's in their house
they
no
can't,
more.
They
forget
can't.
Forget Stedman. He ain't hitting it. I'll hit it. How about that? Bam. Because I'm a gold digger. I ain't saying he a broke. We ain't messing with no broke. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know. I'm not going to get you kicked off the radio. Maybe I already did. No, I didn't. I didn't say anything.
So who did you insult that day? It was like Danica Patrick.
I didn't insult Danica Patrick. I was trying to smash. There's a difference.
You were negging her.
You got thrown a neg her way. Like, you know, insult her so she hooks up with you later on.
Let's clear it up. Clear it up right now. Hey, Danica can get it right in her NASCAR truck. I'm not playing around. Car. That's what your car, right?
Or truck, yeah. That's what we call it. Whatever. We're technical around
in
here.
Whatever says NASCAR at a house, she can get it in.
Sure.
Yeah, we seen Kid and Play movies. You seen that. What's that one movie they did? Class Act, where the dude was smashing in the truck. Yeah, that red truck and the hydraulics on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's.
All right,
yeah.
You just gave a Class Act reference. After House Party 2, I'm out.
I'm sorry.
This is where we just nodding.
I'm sorry. I forgot the level of the skin level we had.
Oh, yes, because that was the big divide with Class Act.
Right.
It's that it was a huge racial divide. You would go to a movie theater, and if you were a white guy, hey, Class Act, though, guys.
It's like, I'm no Class Act. What the hell is that? Seen Class Act before?
Oh, man.
I know house parties, damn it. That's what I know about.
Yes. Well, Jay, I heard you saying about Justin Bieber. Was he the worst celebrity guest that you had on SNL during time there?
He was just, you know, young, man, you know. Justin Bieber was just young. And, you know, shout out to him because I like his music. Well, you know.
No, you don't.
I do. Yes, I do. I do. Justin Bieber has what they call the Negro element. That's what he has, okay, in his music.
Is that because they all write it? Someone else writes all the stuff?
Probably. Whoever wrote that one that he did on his last album, My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. I said, oh, my God, he's been to the cookouts. Oh, my God, he has been to the cookout. My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. White folk, y'all know y'all don't say that. That's some black stuff. You know what I mean? That's ebony. It's a lot of ebony. Ivory didn't make it into that equation. It's ebony right there. That's how I know. Whoever is his ghostwriter, yo, that's an N-word right there.
Your mic is backwards real quick. Turn it the other way. Take the knob that's in front of you and point it the other way.
Point it the other way. Yeah. Like this. Like that. I get you. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay. I didn't know. I thought you were saying, hey, say the word, just don't say it on camera. Just don't say it on, I'm sorry, don't say it on microphone. That's what I thought you were saying.
There's cameras here as well.
Move it away from your mouth and say the N-word because we'll be very happy if you do that. That's what I thought was happening. I'm sorry. I miscalculated and misjudged the situation.
Sure.
So, anyway, Negroes. So, Justin Bieber has that, man. So, yeah, but he was just young. You know what I mean? He was young. And I personally, look, okay, I've had a lot of success as a young man, you know. But I don't put myself above anybody. I feel like at the end of the year, we all have to pay taxes. At the end of the year, if somebody slices my throat, I would die just like everybody else. That's how I feel. So I feel like everybody should treat everyone with respect and dignity. Mm-hmm. And you'll get that back. He wasn't doing that.
What was he doing?
Okay, this made me laugh. I'm not even gonna lie. Okay, so one of the writers was like, he was trying to do the changes for the scene. He was like, well, Justin, we're gonna change this up. And Justin just looks at him. He goes, hey, cool. Can you give me a Coke? Like, to the writer. And the writer goes, we'll get you a Coke, bud. I was like, did he even just listen to what he said? And Justin Bieber mind, it was probably just like peanuts the whole time. The writer was told, like, wah, 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 wah. Sure. And he was like, soda. And the writer was like, wah, 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 wah. I still said soda. Okay, I'll go get you soda. You know what I mean? I just didn't like it from that aspect. And he treated a lot of the staff horribly. You know, like one lady was trying to just do her job and he got mad and kicked her out. And that job was putting makeup on his face.
Oh, jeez.
And he freaked out.
He does his own.
He's like, get away from me. Yeah, of course he does.
Was he sober?
Was he?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. I know he was sober, but
That other one, he might have been, he might have been a little on the other one.
Okay.
You know, like I said, Justin Bieber, like we were talking about hanging out with the black folks, so, you know, he might have been downstairs parked up doing something. I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny. All I'm saying is it smelled pretty green when he came back. All right. That's all I'm saying. Is it legal here?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Great.
You just got to wait in line for like an hour.
Well, that sucks. I'm not waiting in line. I'm getting a man to do it. Who wants to stay on plans? Who wants to stand in line?
I have a bunch of extra because I can't get high. When it got legalized, I went and I bought a bunch of it. It's the first time I've ever smoked. I'm not kidding you.
You can't get high?
I can't get high.
You've tried.
I did edibles and I couldn't get high too. Like I tried like using a vape pen and then I ate 3 whole cubes of edibles. And apparently that's like 20 milligrams of THC or something like that. And I can't get high.
Those are Waka Flocka numbers, sir. That's crazy.
I know. It's strange.
I'm kind of, when I first smoked, I didn't get high.
Okay, so how long did it take?
Energetic.
Because everyone's telling me that. Everyone's saying that, you know, since this is your
first
time.
But you're going to get high off edibles.
You see, I would think so.
I feel like, I don't know what type of edibles you have.
Gummies.
Maybe you just ain't have, those ain't going to do it. You know, those gummies ain't going to do it.
What,
you got to go to Oakland and get yourself a cookie, sir. You got to get a little butterfly cookie. I kid you not. When I had one of those, I was so messed up. I thought a ghost was taking advantage of me in my room. Literally. It felt like all the muscles in my behind just relaxed and flattened. And I'm just sitting there like, I was like, yo, there's an apparition in here, and he is ramming the hell out of me. Like, because my butt cheeks felt, they went like, they spread like the Red Sea. And then after that, you know, I was watching battle rap, and I was laughing at harsh lyrics. It was people talking about, he's like, yo, man, I shoot you in the face with the Glock. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, I'm never eating edibles again.
And you're recommending that I eat this so I can feel the feeling of a ghost taking advantage of me.
I'm recommending that you go all the way and you find this lady, and this is called Stoplight Cookies, and I tell you, you will stop and see the light.
Okay. Is there anyone, like, because you hear about, like, Willie Nelson, and I heard a story yesterday by a guy I know about smoking with Snoop Dogg.
Uh-huh.
And is there anyone you've smoked with that where you're like, like, how are you doing this?
Yeah, my mom. You know how dope it is to light up a blunt with your mother, man? She's sitting there telling you about stuff. It was dope. Like, you know that your father, can't get it up all the time. I said, what? I don't want to know. Nah, she never said that. She never said that. But it's cool, the aspect, just smoking, just puffing with your mom, man, because, you know, she's retired now. She didn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She used to work for the guy. Well, let me stop putting my mom up information. my mom is a good woman.
All right. Well, Jay Farrell.
Sorry, man.
All right.
Wait, we didn't do no. Do we do any impressions?
Do you want to just go through the. Just impress. Do some impressions.
I don't know how to set up impressions.
Yeah, we don't usually set people up. So, I heard Obama's been in the news lately.
Hey, I thank you for that because that's the worst. It'd be like, people be coming up to me. Hey, what does Obama think? I'm like, I don't goddamn know. I'm not Obama. I don't know what he thinks.
Yeah, man, I have no idea how to set you up.
How about this? Here's an easy set. What's the most obscure one that you've done? Like, because I find those the best. Like, who was the guy who did Larry Fine?
Billy West.
Yeah, like that's just so, like, from the Three Stooges.
I honestly think John Mulaney is like one of my most obscure impressions ever. I don't.
From Oh Hello? That one? John Mulaney?
Yeah.
But I did a whole.
You know, he used to work on SNL, so I knew him. It was like J. Very funny material. Very funny stuff. I'm loving it. Everything you talk about, Jay. I'm Kid Handsome. That's how I am.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, thank you. Especially for somebody who's so dark of skin complexion. I do white people. And I do, ladies.
and not just a generic. You throw in some flavor into it. It's not just a blanket impersonation.
Do you do Stephen A? Someone said you do Stephen A.
Yeah, man. Come on. Stephen A, that was...
Hey, turn your mic. Turn your mic.
Listen, I'm turning the mic around. First of all, we're going to talk trash about everybody, and we're going to listen to it because it's totally litigious, incredulous, suspicious, and devious, deviant, and called delinquent. Those are the words that we're going to first use. Now, when it comes to the playoffs, I'm going to tell you who I got my money on. I did didn't have it on the Cowboys. I can't believe that where they are right now. I think they've been breaking down. I think the LA Rams are going to take them to the house. And when it comes down to it, the LA Rams are going to be victorious. Why? Because it's totally deplorable. And now give me some cheeses. It's just, you know.
That's one of the best impressions I've ever heard. And did you know he's obsessed with butts? Did you know that?
He likes. Can I say it?
Asses.
He likes ass.
He loves ass.
Yeah. Really?
He does.
Do you have the cool clip?
I would hope so.
He got like real serious. He's like, it's all about the ass.
Somebody asked him whether he was a breast man or ass man, and he was just like, it's always ass. And it was kind of creepy the way he said it.
He said like, it's always ass. Like, you know how you're just doing the thing how he usually talks like he's like doing a sermon?
You better chill the hell out.
He got real serious all of a sudden.
All I'm saying.
I think this is it right here. Do you have your headphones on?
I got mine.
I gotta see.
Always ass.
Whoa.
Not creepy at all.
After watching the R. Kelly documentary. I think we need to do some research at ESPN. Have y'all seen that? Did y'all see that Surviving R. Kelly?
Okay, I've missed it. I heard it's crazy.
It is crazy. He has basically taken the mentality of slavery and put it in contemporize it. Like, it's contemporary now. All the girls were slave. He had them. I was like, I said, I know this man has seen the Django Unchained. It's like the Django Unchained with people getting pooped and peed on. Like, just imagine that remake. Anything and everything. I was like, yo, man, I know, yo, this is slavery. Like, this dude is, and he's a pimp, yo. He's a freaking pimp. Calls himself the Pod Piper. I've known that for years. I've been saying it for years, dude. The Pod Piper, you know the Pod Piper used to play the little flute.
Sure.
Get all the kids to walk out.
Yeah.
That's what R. Kelly's been doing for years. He's been taking what they call nursery rhyme jams, making them a little bit, and then luring the little girls in. That's what he does. Mm. I knew he was taking. I knew he was doing it. All the black people knew it. White folks, y'all act like it's new. It ain't new. We knew it. Okay. We just knew. It's just a few. It's just sometimes we let things slide. Now, I ain't let it slide. I don't think that you should touch a woman in any type of way like that. You know what I mean? Women are beautiful creatures, and they should be, their feet should be rubbed, and they should be kissed very slowly. I don't think.
I like how you, I'm not in favor of
and you want to knock the O out of them, too. You know, that's right.
I'm just, what I'm trying to say to the nice folks in the Caucasian community is that all black people do not pee and duke on people. That's not us. That's just him. And if you hear step, run. That's all I got to say.
All right, Jay Farrell. Okay. This Saturday at the Wilbur Theater, you get tickets and info at thewilbur.com.
And men, run from Kevin Spacey, too. He's out here taking butt.
He's on an island.
He'll be back. He's Kevin Spacey. He's taking butt. He's Kevin Spacey. He's taking butt right now. He's as bad as Fleece Johnson. They're in the same category. He's going to grab somebody's package. Let me grab my... I wish you would grab my package. There's going to be cards everywhere, bitch. That's how we play. That's right. I said it. Everybody.
It's a half an hour of Kevin Spacey material this Saturday night.
Talking about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. At the Wilbur Theater, tickets and info at thewilbur.com. Jay Farrow, thank you so much for the time. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
98.5. Toucher and
Ray. Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello.
Boston Talk Sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I do remember halftime of the Pro Bowl game. We were getting killed. I think it was me and Peyton. It was Castle. So me, Peyton, and Castle. We're getting blown out at halftime, and he kind of called us all up, said, hey, we can tackle. Maybe we can, I know it's a Pro Bowl and all that, but can we tackle somebody today? You know, let's go out and see if we can make this a little bit respectful in the second half. And then he looked over at us quarterbacks, and we had all thrown an interception. Thank goodness I wasn't the only one. And he said, it would help if you guys would stop throwing it to the other team. I got a kick out of that because I understand about Peyton Manning and Castle, and I thought that was pretty good. I got fussed out at halftime with the Pro Bowl.
Castle made a Pro Bowl?
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, I guess it was the year that Brady was out. That's Yosemite Phillip Rivers, by the way, talking about Bill Belichick when he was the coach of the Pro Bowl that year.
That must have been one of the years that like no one would go.
As opposed to...
Well, geez, I mean, if Manning was there...
every year where no one goes.
Manning would go because it's like a marketing opportunity. But, I mean, Dalton's been in them because so many people canceled.
I'll never forget when we were on Radio Row and they brought Andy Dalton by. And it was the people from, like, Pepsi. And they're like, hey, we have Andy Dalton. I'm like, all right, great. We'll talk to Andy Dalton. And they were so excited. It's like, all right, here's Andy. Andy's in a great mood. It happened literally the morning after, or like 2 mornings after he had been in the Pro Bowl. Remember he got booed at the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
He got booed. Who gets booed at the Pro Bowl? So we had to ask him about it. I remember he was like smiling. It was like the first question we asked. And after that, I was like, oh boy, nobody loves me.
Yeah. All right. Is Bird getting these people's physical statistics?
Oh, no. Actually, Nick is. Nick's taking care of him. Okay. I don't ever have to worry about Nick. Nick's got that going on. He's
Bird just running around. He got me a soda. That was nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he put everyone in the kitchen.
Oh.
And I have no idea why he would ever... If you don't know, we're doing the worst than Brady contest coming up.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bird talks to the radio, too.
He talks to the radio?
Yeah. Like when I said, oh, it's my bad and I forgot the stuff, Bird just we got up. He's like, it's okay, Fred. And he's like talking to the... he's talking to the glass.
I got your back. It's all okay. Right.
Yeah, he's talking to the glass.
Yeah, well...
So this is all handled. So worse than Brady contest. Fat Tony cannot come in, but Nora and Pasta Joe are here.
Okay.
Okay, Nora and Pasta Joe are here as well as our three contestants.
Okay, good, good, good.
So looking forward to that.
All right. So in the meanwhile, the AFC East is essentially just moving chairs around because recently fired from the Miami Dolphins. Now the Jets say, you know, we don't want a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He had
coach
two
in,
Hall
Mike McCarthy.
He inherited a Hall of Famer. And then he got another Hall of Famer, and he won one Super Bowl. He couldn't get along with the one thing you got to do on that team is get along with Aaron Rodgers, and he was unable to do that.
No, he did not. However, there is a little bit, and not as much Adam Gase because he's been a head coach, but he was an unsuccessful head coach. If you look at the record, it's not a winning record. He has lost more. He's lost more games than he's won, and arguably. Last couple of years, not this year, you're right, Fred, because they gutted it out. I mean, they had a pretty talented roster, and even you, by your own admission, thinks that Ryan Tannehill is a good quarterback. You and I disagree. I've never thought he was the kind of guy who could put a team on his back.
Well, he's also been hurt all the time.
Okay, well, but not in the entire years that Adam Gase was there. I mean, he definitely had time
to
work with him.
Gase was there for 3 years. Tannehill missed one of them with a torn ACL.
Yes.
The first year, however...
He went 10-6.
He did, but Tannehill wasn't necessarily spectacular. I mean, he was a little bit better than he had been under the previous regime, but not you didn't look at him and go, wow, Gase is the quarterback whisperer.
By the way, Frank Gore also came out and said that and vouched for him.
Well, now Manish Mehta, of course, he's the guy who obviously loves trolling Patriots fans and stuff, but he is all about Adam Gase. Convince me that Adam Gase was a good hire. Convince me that this is going to be because right now, this Jets team, are they better than Miami's team? Now, I know they might make a couple moves, and do you think that next year's Jets team is better than this year's Miami team?
No, but that's not the point. The point is that he has a quarterback that he's going to work with.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, and then you can see...
In today's NFL, you look at the coaching hires, a guy who can get along with a quarterback and mentor him is all that matters.
And he's not, and he's obviously comfortable without controlling the roster, which he had that power in Miami, which was way too much for him.
The reason LaFleur got hired in Green Bay is because he gets along with Aaron Rodgers. The reason that Gase is hired with the Jets is because he'll get along with Sam Darnold and had a history with Peyton Manning, who spoke very highly of him.
By the way, did you hear all the people who are coming out saying that Baker Mayfield was scaring coaches away? Like they didn't want to work with him.
I wouldn't either.
The reason why Kitchens got the job in Cleveland is because the offense was much better when he took over as the offensive coordinator middle of the season, and Mayfield apparently likes him.
And by the way, I don't believe that for a second. Well, that Baker Mayfield is scaring coaches away.
I believe it because they know that he's going to be no good.
Who's being?
I'm not lying. They see Baker Mayfield and they say, all right, as soon as defenses get a chance to adjust to him, mm-hmm. he's going to suck.
They've had a year or two.
They've had, they've had 10 games.
Okay.
To adjust to him.
Well, 12. But they've been but listen, they've been successful. I mean, still Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that interception at the end of that
He had like one of the best rookie seasons that a quarterback could possibly have.
Yeah, he's
like you really couldn't play better than he did.
Well, it's
I mean, you could honestly, what more did you want?
Agreed.
He's on a collision course with anonymity.
Anonymity?
Anonymity.
Yeah. Anonymity.
Yeah, whatever. No. He's on a crash course with it.
With something.
Yeah. Last year, the Dolphins had 13 relevant players suffer season-ending injuries.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year, once again.
Two starting offensive liners, their top cornerback and best run stuff.
And that was after they gutted the franchise. I'm not even talking about last year, Fred. I mean,
all right, so he had a bad year. He had one bad year.
Without Tannehill, Miami was mediocre. With Cutler as the quarterback, they were mediocre.
He did better than he had Tannehill. They went 10-6.
Right.
Then he had Cutler.
Yep.
Which is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had 13 players suffer season-ending injuries.
He
should not have been fired. The only reason he was fired from the Dolphins is he didn't get along with the owner. All right. Regardless, this is all the conversation. We have to get to the fatsoes. All right. So let's bring him in like there's no tomorrow. We'll be back in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.